Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, good morning. And as I mentioned this past weekend, we are celebrating our sixth year here on the Blog Talk Radio platform. And I'm super excited because I mentioned also that we are having returning guests. And I'm proud to say that today my first featured guest is the CEO of Black Cat Design, Miss Chandel Pitts, who's been hanging out with me. And I'm going to be bringing her on momentarily.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
You know, I'm showing gratitude to each and every one of you, my listeners from across the world. I have found out that during these 6 years, we have had guests on here from over 26 countries, and that is a blessing. And I'm looking, as we move forward, to really increase this number. So stay tuned. You never know who we will have here on the platform. Now, before I bring Chandel on, I want to share this piece of poetry with you. It's from Colin McCarthy, and it is, in our lives. In our lives, there are things we may never understand, no matter how hard we try. Still, we must do our best to know well always, know we'll always get by. In our lives, our desires, we may never realize, regardless of how much we hope, still we must go on believing that the things meant to be will be, and that all things are possible. In our lives, there are many things that we can change and control as we choose. Other things are less affected by us. It is up to us to set the stage for good things to come our way. For in our lives, in the course of our days, no matter how sunny or gray, there is a wonderful opportunity given to each. If only we can believe and remember that, even though our dreams may sometimes seem far away, they are never out of reach. And I'm here as a true testament of that. 113 plus thousand listeners 6 years later. When I stepped on this platform back in 2009, I had no idea that I would be here for 6 years. So I show gratitude and appreciation for all of your support. And we are getting ready to do some head-turning things as we move forward. Well, for those of you who have been supporting me in all the events and everything that I do, you know that I always sing the praises of Black Cat Design and its phenomenal, talented owners. And that keeps me looking pretty and gives me a great image. So I think it is quite appropriate that we have her on today as a feature speaker. And I know she's extremely busy, but she has took some time to spend with us this morning. And for that, I'm grateful. Good morning, Chandel.
Good morning, Daphne. How are you?
I am wonderful. Can you imagine 6 years already?
No, it flies by real fast.
I'm telling you. So you have been on here a couple of times, but I know that you yourself have been up to some new things, and I want to hand you the mic and let you just tell us what you've been up to, what's new with Black Cat Design. What are you looking for now? Because I know you are including some new client into your business. So let's talk about that so the listeners can know how they can reach you and what services you have to offer.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah,
you're welcome.
There's definitely been a lot going on with Black Cat Design. I was based out of New York City for the longest time. That's where I was born. And in 2011, I finally made the decision to just up and move from New York, a place that I truly do love very much, but to Richmond, Virginia, to a place that my family has settled to, and I just love it. I just love it down here. It's wonderful. The people are wonderful. The weather finally is wonderful. And
wow.
And spring has definitely come down here. It's definitely given me a new perspective. A new design center, you can say. Richmond, Virginia definitely has a wonderful design vibe going here, and they really do appreciate the arts, and you can just see it all over. And it's really inspiring for me, and I feel that I can just be so creative down here. I just love I'm a person who loves peace and calmness and serenity. Some people like, you know, the hustle and bustle of New York. I used to. But I think I design the best, and I think I do my best work in peace and harmony and quietness. And so that's the main drawing point of me coming here. It's exposed me to wonderful new clients down here that I appreciate very much, and also just new businesses and new opportunities just being exposed to me all over. So it's just been a great thing. I finally designed a new website. I've gotten involved in social media. I'm branching off into new ventures and ideas. So it's just been great. No complaints whatsoever.
You know, so this I'm sitting here and I'm very excited because I'm thinking spring. What an amazing time to be having this conversation because there are many people, especially women, who resist change. And, you know, I'm listening to you here, and I know change is not a bad thing, although sometimes we fight it. But we when we surrender, we realize how much more we can flourish.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I think the main reason why I decided to move is because I couldn't do the same. There's this saying, I guess it's you can't do the same thing over and expect to get a different result. You have to do something different.
Exactly.
You have to do something new if you want something new. And definitely that was one of the spurs of me just, you know, wanting something new and something different and doing something radical to get it. And a lot of times, you know, it doesn't always have to change. It doesn't always have to be radical. It doesn't always have to be big.
I think
you can also make these really small changes, planning yourself in the direction that you want to be. And after you do all these small little changes, you know, you turn around and find yourself, you know, where you want to be. So, you know, please, the audience, don't think that you have to do something huge and big, like move. But, you know, like I said, it's just sometimes it just comes down to changing your mindset, you know, changing your thoughts.
Exactly, it's a paradigm shift. Exactly, because
it really is.
I'm listening to you, and I know that your design has evolved, but I'm listening to you. Oh, my God, I don't remember how many years ago when I met you, and you were so quiet and reserved, and I'm listening to you now, and I'm thinking, it's not that quiet woman anymore. She has totally evolved. She has totally evolved, and she, you know, you're touching so many different lives. And I'm praying that somebody, regardless of what part of the world they're listening from, we learn a lesson from you that it doesn't matter what it is, whether you do a tiny bit or a large amount, if you come to the understanding that there's a little change that is needed in you, go for it. Because unless you do that, you become stagnant and you hold yourself back.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, you just have to, I hate using the word try, because try is just, you know, it's just try. I'm a Star Wars nut. I'm a geek. I'm a Star Wars person. So one of Yoda's favorite sayings is, you know, do or do not. There's no try. And
exactly.
You just have to sometimes just do things. You just got to go forward. You got to take a deep breath and dive in. Definitely, you know, I always say look at the risks. I mean, definitely look at the situation. But even with looking at the situation, you just got to, you know, go for it.
That's otherwise,
yes, you will be stagnant, and that's how I honestly did feel for a long time. So I knew I needed to change, and change is scary. It's big. It's
that's
huge.
Right.
You don't know what's going
that's
to happen,
right.
which
that's
is
right.
why a lot
that's
of people, I think, like staying where they are in this comfort zone. But I've been taught over the years from various people, from various organizations about, you know, how growth happens outside your comfort zone. Growth happens in the, you know, not always on the mountaintops, but it happens in the valleys, you know.
Exactly.
When you're,
exactly.
When you're
so
down,
long as
when
you...
you're, oh, come on, please, you're better at,
no, no.
better at it
no, no.
than me.
No. I was saying I like that point you bring up because a lot of the most valuable lessons are thought when we are in the valley. But
exactly.
the reason a lot of times people don't learn the lessons in the valley is because they spent the time complaining and whining instead of be still and listen. Be still and listen.
Or even just learning from the mistakes or learning from what the situation is teaching you or teaching me. And, you know, so that's just, and that's, like I said, it's hard. It took me
of
a long time to make this change. It wasn't an overnight thing, but it was
that's
just a
right.
gradual awareness and a gradual waking up to saying, hey, something has got to change. You have got to make
that's
a
right.
you know, you've got to change it. And yes, it was painful.
And this is our responsibility, you know?
No one else's. I mean,
that's
I believe
right.
100% in that what in the morning and what, you know, what I'm passionate about is up to me to find. It's not up to anyone else. My, you know,
that's
my
right.
family can't give it to me. My friends can't give it to me. It's something that I have to search for, and I've never thought that it belonged, you know, with anyone else's responsibility but mine. And so when I started, that passion that I had started to die, you know, then I knew that there was something wrong here. But like I said, it took a few years, you know, to really get it together, you know, and that's fine. It's the path that had to be taken.
That's right.
And everyone's
you know,
path is very different.
Last week I was privileged to be at an event out in San Francisco, Shandell, and the oldest participant was a woman, 86 years old. 86 years old. And
definitely.
She was there, and the youngest person there was 20 years old. And I sat and I pondered about that. And I said, you know, this lady could well stay home and said, well, it's too late for me. But she knew she deserved more than she had got these past 86 years. And she made the decision to come out and seek after it. And I said, what a lesson it is for us.
Exactly.
It's a lesson
exactly.
for us because, you know, who was also at the event? Sean Stevens. I don't know if you watch Sean Stevens on YouTube. Sean was also there. And he Sean is the gentleman out of Arizona, and he's in the wheelchair. And you can look him up on Facebook. And Sean was there, and I sat and I listened to him, and I was able to get a picture with him and everything like that. And I said, look at his energy. He is not letting anything get in his way, yet there are other people who are sitting around every day and complaining.
And healthy.
You know? And they are healthy. Yep. They can move. They don't need anybody to dress them. They don't need anybody to take their chair up for them to go on the platform. They don't need anybody to take them to the bathroom. But yet they have a lot of complaints. You know?
Yep. Oh, definitely. It's looking at the situation instead of looking at the possibilities or looking at the solution.
That's right.
Even for me, I made this change, this switch. You know, there are times when I say maybe I'm too old for this, you know, and I'm going to be 49 years old this year, and I'm going to be 50 the following year.
You're still a baby.
And I think about it. I know, I'm a baby, but still, you know.
Yeah, there's still a lot more leave. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot more years, but, you know, still, I can't believe that I'm actually at this age. And I think about it, you know, it's scary to make this change. It's scary to make this move. But so many people in my family have done the very same exact thing. My mother did it, you know, when she was, you know, maybe just a little younger than me. She made a huge move to come to Virginia. So many other family members, I can go back in time with my great-grandmothers making the move from North Carolina and Virginia up to New York City. So, you know, these changes happen.
Oh,
you know,
you
got to do these things. And
you
so you can't sit there and say it's too late or I'm too old or I'm too this or too that. The woman who's 86 years old, you know, who made that decision to do this, you know, it's, you know, she's making that decision with the time that she has left on this earth to do
exactly
something.
And to make sure it counts. You know, I have another friend. I don't know how come I'm attracting all these 80-year-old because a couple of months ago I met another friend online who is in Panama doing some amazing thing, and that man is 80 years old. He's retired. He's a retired journalist. He is a stockbroker, and he is still busy creating new software that teaches people how to invest at the right time and not lose their money. And I'm listening to him talk, and I'm saying, look at that. He could have well thrown in the towel because he has touched lives all over the world during his earlier years. Yet, 10 years ago, he moved to Panama and decided that he's going to do something different. You know?
Yes.
It's
I mean,
just
and
amazing.
This is the time when you can do that. I mean,
exactly.
We have this time, you know, after we've been married for a number of years and we've had the children and, you know, we're approaching that age to retire or whatever. This is the time when you can embrace the things that you want to do, whether it's going back to college, where it's learning something different, whether it's doing something different, but this is the time that we have to just start doing what it is, you know, what it is that, especially women, what is it that you want to do? You know, we've given time over to so many things, to our families and to our children and to God knows what else. A friend of mine recently, I met up with her in December. She retired after 20 years working for, I think, Verizon or whatever. And she said that, you know, what is she going to do now? And she has to map out and plan what is it that she wants to do. And I said, my God, you're in such a wonderful position. You don't have to work. Your time is yours. Your son is in college. It's just you and your husband. You know, I mean, it was just like, wow, you can do that. You know, I'm so
my
envious
God.
Of her. And so I don't know quite what she's going to do, but it's the fact that she has everything open to her, and I think she's really excited about that newness.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
she's older than me.
I met a lady back in December on a summit I was, and mm-hmm. she's already retired from teaching.
Mm-hmm.
She retired from being a counselor, and
mm-hmm.
now she's getting ready to become an entrepreneur. And
mm-hmm.
there are so many aspects to this amazing woman. She is so talented,
mm-hmm.
and there is so much she can do that will make a great difference in the lives of other people. And
correct.
You look at her, she's so excited about this new journey that she's about to embark on. So it is never too late. It's not over until you say it's over. You know, they
said
it's not over
mm-hmm.
until the fat woman sings. Well, Chandel, the fat woman is never going to sing for me, you know? I'm always going to go. You know,
my favorite quote is I didn't hear any fat lady singing. I don't hear her.
Not only that,
being at the conference you were at,
mm-hmm.
sorry to overtake
mm-hmm.
you, but
no, that's fine.
I'm just as excited as the you said the youngest woman was 20. And
mm-hmm.
to me, that's just as exciting as someone who being there who is much older, is that, you know, her life is just starting. And if
yes.
she can get these wonderful foundations in her head right now,
mm-hmm.
she can just avoid so many of the traps and so many of the pitfalls that,
right.
you know, just learning who you are and learning yourself
mm-hmm.
and just being grounded and knowing what you want and, you know, it would just avoid so many problems later on in life.
Yeah,
so,
because an amazing thing happened. A gentleman stood up, and he was so proud of himself being 27
mm-hmm.
years old. He said he
yeah.
was the youngest one there.
mm-hmm.
And then the young woman who was 20 raised her hand and said, well, I'm sorry to burst your bubble. I came here with the intention that I was not going to say my age because I was thinking that nobody wants to hear from a 20-year-old. But she said, no, after you said you were 27, I said, oh, no, you are not going to take that away from me. I am saying
shine away.
Yeah, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
amazing. So, Chandel,
mm-hmm.
I want you, I know your time is limited. I want you to just let the listeners know the type of services you offer, the type of clients you serve, what you are looking for, and how they can get in touch with you, and all of your information that you want to give, please.
Well, yes, thank you. Love to. Like I said, Black Cat Design is primarily a print design company, so I do anything from corporate identity to, you know, brochure design, logo design, anything that's print-related that you need, I definitely can do that. I'm also venturing into web design. So that's
mm-hmm.
another avenue that's new for me, which
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, learning and it's growing and excited about that, learning all that.
Mm-hmm.
I can be reached. My website, brand new website, is www.blackcatdesign.biz, B-I-Z. My email address is chandel@blackcatdesign.biz.
Mm-hmm.
I also have Twitter, which is Black Cat Chandel. I have on LinkedIn, it's Black Cat Design, on Behance, Black Cat Chandel. So I'm definitely doing a social media push. So, again, a new venture for me, something that's different
mm-hmm.
and having a lot to learn. The type of clients I prefer,
You didn't mention you did not mention your Facebook, yeah.
I'm so sorry. Facebook is Black Cat Design. So just look
okay.
me up.
Mm-hmm.
With the type of clients, like I said, I don't mean to say prefer, but I guess the clients that I really have a connection or feeling for, I just love working for nonprofits, and I think it's because
mm-hmm.
I just enjoy helping them get their message out, you know,
mm-hmm.
that their service to people and just wanting to help them effectively get their projects, get their programs, you know, whatever they're trying to educate their clients about. I really just enjoy that, so you know, nonprofits, whether big or small, it's something that's really dear to my heart, and I really enjoy that. But definitely other clients, so, you know, it can be small businesses, medium-sized businesses. I've serviced everything from, you know, construction companies to technology companies to online florist companies. So I run the gamut. And like I said, it's something I just enjoy doing very, very much.
And you are very creative and flexible, too, because one of the things that I really treasure about your business is that now people with social media and everything like that and us having large numbers, we honestly and truly cannot choose to go buy a box of greeting cards. And I just love the way that you can take whatever each business have and you can create a greeting card that is kind of multi-purpose that they can use to send out as part of their brand over the holiday season. And I tell you, since I've been doing that with you, I've always been getting compliments from, I sent it to somebody out in Minnesota, and he could not believe it that that was done. So I sent it to him, and I said, if you ever want to do it, that's the person to go to. I said, don't be taking it and ask somebody else, because they are not going to be able to do it just like she does. Those are the unique thing that you do for your clients and help to set them apart. I'm so honored to have had you over these years in my life and in my business to help to give me a positive image. And something that you didn't mention, and I know you do that for your clients, you also do book layout and book design and everything. So if you are in doubt of what she do, before you make any other decision, pick up the phone and speak to her, because she will continue to work with you until she gets it right. She is not putting the stamp finish on it until she knows that it is right, because it is a replica of her, and what she sends out, you know, stand by her name. So I thank you for being who you are and for helping us as entrepreneurs have a corporate look, because it is important. A lot of times, because we are small business people and entrepreneurs, we are thinking that, oh, we don't need this and we don't need that. And I know people look online and they say, oh, I'm going to order this business card because it's free. But let me tell you something. It comes back to bite you in the butt, because on the flip side, you don't want to be handing out a business card to somebody that has somebody else's advertisement on the backside. So, you know, just get somebody to work with you. If it's just the card you're going to get, make sure it is representing your business. So, I mean, thank you for what you do, Shandell.
So, oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Any closing thoughts you want to...
Closing thoughts. So I just wanted to thank you so much. Definitely, I've known you for more than 6 years, and I can't.
Oh my God!
I remember when we first met.
A long time.
Yes, I do remember, and long while ago. And but I can truly say, you know, to the audience that you've always been so positive, no matter what's been thrown
thank
at you, no matter what you've gone through. You always have been positive. You've been faithful. You always have a wonderful, you know, a kind thing to say. And, you know, just I'm always amazed and always in awe of how you are and how beautiful you are. And
Thank you, Shandell.
You know, like I said, you're just wonderful. And I'm so happy that, you know, you're spending, this is your sixth birthday of the show, and I'm really happy for you. And I expect great things in the future for you. So
thank you.
It's going to be great. 2014 is going to be a wonderful year.
Yes, I know, for all of us, because what? We are movers and shakers, and I mean, we are not giving up. Our concert is ongoing. The fat lady will always be singing. She'll always be singing, so there's no end to this concert. And, you know, I am so excited to be on this journey with people like you, Shandell. So
well,
I
want
to thank you so
much,
and I'm looking forward to coming down to Virginia.
Yes, definitely. The door is always open.
I know.
The cat's waiting for you.
I'm telling you.
When you're coming.
All right, my friend. Be well, and I'll be talking with you soon.
Okay, you take care, and thank you so much. And for everyone listening, thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that was Chandel Pitts, CEO of Black Cat Design. Reach out to her. I mean, she'll consult with you, and she'll let you know what she can do for your business. She's a phenomenal print designer, extremely talented. I tell you, she always puts forth the best work for us here at Clark Hudson and Associates LLC, and also Marquee Global Coaching and Professional Development. And for those of you who are out there listening, I want for you to, you can call in to celebrate with us. And the number you can call is 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell-Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right, and you know we are celebrating for the entire month of April, and my featured guest for the 2nd of April will be Mr. Willie Crawford. So Willie will be hanging out with us, and in the lineup so far we have Dolores Presley, we have Crystal Washington, we have Michael Koch, we have Jennifer Sirtle, and the list goes on and on and on. You know, some of the people that that has shared this platform over the years is Dr. Miles Monroe, Dr. George Frazier, Mr. William R. Patterson, and the list goes on and on. And you never know who's going to be turning up here on the celebration platform. So stay tuned and stay close to us so you can be in the know-how of who is going to be on here with us celebrating. And for those of you who are not yet doing so, I am looking for a few guest bloggers on my blog. So if you are interested, I want you to message me if you want to be a guest blogger on my my written blog. And I am at daphneonwordpress.com is my blog. So check that out and check me out on Twitter at DynamicDaphne. Facebook at Dynamic Daphne, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, Daphne Clark Hudson, and on my websites are DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com and DaphneClarkHudson.com. We are hosting a series of webinars, and I want you to fill our mailing list out so you can be kept informed as to what it is coming up that might be interested to you. And I know that many of my colleagues have been saying to me that, oh, you need to teach people how to do interviews and everything like that. So I'm getting ready to launch some series offering that. So if that's something that you're interested in as well, I want for you to please message me, or you can leave me a voicemail at, you can leave me a voicemail on 203-794-6208 if you are interested in the program for the interviewing and all of that. We have a lot of things that we are working on that will continue to add value to you. I am so excited about this 6-year celebration, and I am here as a testament to tell you not to be afraid. You have an idea. You heard Chandel talk about it. Step out and take action. You must make the decision to take action, because unless you take action, nothing is going to happen. So step out there, no matter what you are feeling. You might be feeling fearful. You probably have a few mishaps that happen in your life. So what? Take the time to learn the lessons from there so that you can move on and build on that which you are pursuing. It is not over until you say it's over. So unless you begin to believe in yourself, nothing is going to happen. It is not your spouse's responsibility. It's not your parents' responsibility. It is your responsibility to carve out the desired success that you seek. Success is just as far away as you decide it is. What is your success? Define what success means to you. And know that so long as you begin to take action, each and every moment that you work towards the success that you seek, the closer it will be to you. So don't you say, well, I'm too old. You heard me mention about the lady that was at that event I went to in San Francisco. She's 86 years old. Even myself, I am 66 years old. I am not a baby. Yet, I'm not sitting around moping and concerned myself about my age. I am just going forth and doing that which I was called to do, to touch the lives of others. I want to welcome guest 513 to the show. I'm going around, I'm touching lives. I'm making a difference in people's lives. I cannot afford to leave any stones unturned because there is work to be done. There is work to be done. And with that being said, I want to encourage each and every one of you who are listening to support us with the breakfast feeding program. I am looking for the link to give you that you can donate towards the breakfast feeding program for the children at the Carmel Moravian School. And it is a program that we have put together that will provide hot breakfast for the children there. And you can do so by visiting http://www.gofundme.com/1, 3, and 8. So gofundme.com/1G4M38. I want you to visit there, and whatever it is that you feel moved to give, I want for you to support us so we, come September, we can start this breakfast feeding program and other ideas that you may have to help us to raise funds. I am inviting you to come forth and help us. Listen, for this 6th birthday celebration here on this broadcast, let us see how much you can donate by the end of the month here in April. Let's see what the listeners can support. Even if each listener donate $1 towards the breakfast feeding program, we will get enough to launch the program in September. So I am challenging each and every listener on the broadcast here of the A New Day show. I challenge you to donate $1 or $2 or $3 or $4, whatever it is that you can donate. And you can do so by, you can message me, because you can also donate via PayPal. But if you want more details about that, you can message me here on the radio, or you can send me an email at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. You can call me on the telephone, 203-794-6208. Or on social media, you can check out Dynamic Daphne. So I'm challenging each and every one of you that listen to this broadcast. Give us $1, give us $2, give us $3 towards the Carmel Moravian School Breakfast Feeding Program. And for those of you who would want to donate directly through GoFundMe.com/#1, 4, 3, and 8. Please help us to get a hot breakfast into the stomach of each of these students before they go into classes every day. Believe in your dreams. Believe in yourself to know yourself, what you can do and what you cannot do. For only you can make your life happy. Believe in work, learning and achieving as a way of reaching your goals and being successful. Believe in creativity as a means of expressing your true feelings and as a way of being spontaneous. Believe in appreciating life. Be sure to have fun every day and to enjoy the beauty of the world. Believe in loving. Love your friends, love your family, love yourself, love your life. Believe in long-term relationships. Be sure the people are worthy of your love and be very honest with them. Believe in your dreams. And your dreams can become a reality. And this poem is written by Susan Polish Kulzer. And you heard Shandell spoke at the beginning about how she's excited about her move to Virginia and how happy she is and her creativity. And it's amazing that this poem is telling us the same thing. So it's no mistake that we are having this conversation right now. I want to share this piece from Rosemary DePolis. And it reads, "Never stop believing in your dreams. Goals are dreams and wishes that are not easily reached. You have to work hard to obtain them, never knowing when or where you will reach your goal." I want to welcome Friday Night Hip Hop to the show. Thank you for stopping by to celebrate. We have 13 minutes. However, if you would like to say something, you are welcome to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. Thank you so much. If you care to write something in here about the show, we are celebrating 6 years this month. I thank you so very much. Okay, again, the number is 646-915-8166 for the person in the chat room. But keep trying. Do not give up hope. And most of all, never stop believing in yourself. For within you, there is someone special, someone wonderful and successful. No matter what you achieve, as long as you want it and it makes you happy, you are successful. So I want for you, define your own success. You cannot be blaming anyone else for your success. If it is to be, it's up to you. So claim your success. I tell you, 6 years ago when I started this radio show, there were many difficulties and many struggles and challenges. However, I did not throw the towel in, and I have no intention of throwing the towel in. And I want to encourage you to do the same. Regardless of what it is you're working on and when the struggles come. Okay, Hip Hop writes something. Hip Hop in the cut, new to Blog Talk. Okay, new to Blog Talk Radio, and we'll be launching a new show on Friday. Just listening to see what I can learn. Oh, thanks. Well, there's a lot. I'm glad you're here. Private message me, because a lot of my colleagues here on Blog Talk has been reaching out asking me to do some training to help them run their show more successful. So welcome to the platform. As I say, I'm celebrating 6 years here on the platform. 113 plus thousand listeners. So I think I'm doing something right and touching some lives. So you're welcome to check out my segment and episodes. Thank you. Thank you very much. And if there's any way that you think that I can add value to what you are doing, do not hesitate to let me know. If you're in a situation where you can call in, why don't you call in? We have 10 minutes remaining, and tell me a little bit about what your show is going to be about. The number you can call is 646-915-8166. And, you know, you're welcome to invite me to be a guest on your show. Let me know, what is your show about? You can call in or you can type it so I can read it. We have 9 minutes remaining. It's always good to see somebody else doing something amazing and to see what you can add value to and how you can add value to somebody else. So what's your show about and, you know, when is it going to be and all of that good thing. So you're welcome to either type the answer or call in 646-915-8166. Friday night hip hop. Okay, I think it's going to be about music. Okay, he didn't type. Well, I don't know why I'm saying he. The person did not type yet. Hoping they'll call in and tell us what it is. But welcome to the show. Thank you for taking the time to stop by here to celebrate with me. I will be celebrating for the entire month, and I will be, okay, the person is calling in, and I'm very excited about that. Good morning. We have approximately 8 minutes remaining. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am wonderful. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the great city of Seattle, Washington.
Seattle, Washington. So welcome to the Blog Talk family. And what's your show going to be about?
So Friday Night Hip Hop's In the Cut, it's for short, In the Cut, it started as an organic way for me to get back to the hip hop dance community. My son is a 16-year-old hip hop dancer. He's been competitively dancing for a number of years now. So being, I guess I'm a dance dad, and I've been following the going around the various competition and venues.
Nice.
I just kind of got a passion for it. So I decided to share my love.
Beautiful.
With the local hip-hop community. So I have a website, I have a Twitter, and I've been doing that for about 8 or 9 months. And I just
Beautiful.
Decided to host a Blog Talk Radio show to
Wonderful.
Talk about it. So.
Wonderful. That's nice. It's encouraging. You know, it's we just need to support the kids in whatever they're doing now and to just embrace them, you know. Know that they have their own journey to travel. So I commend and applaud you for what you have decided to do, and I honor you and thank you for stopping by to celebrate. Yeah, I was just sharing that. When I started 6 years ago, it was all new to me. And here I am sitting 6 years later with 113,000+ listeners. It is indeed a blessing for me. I check and I've had guests on my show from over 26 countries. I don't think
Wow.
too many hosts on this platform has that claim. So I think, hey, I'm doing a couple things right. A lot
Yes,
of my a lot of colleagues been saying, "Oh, you need to train some people to do interviews like you're doing." And I think stepping into year 7, I want to offer that to some people. So stay connected, stay tuned. And
I will. Thank you very much for your time.
Yes, if you're ever looking for a guest, I don't know what this old lady know about hip-hop, but hey, maybe I can learn something, you know?
There you go. I will keep you in the loop, and I definitely probably will call you for some advice and some direction because this is totally
yes.
new for me as well.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you, and congratulations to your son. Tell him to continue to make waves.
I will. Take care. Thanks for letting me talk. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye-bye. So, May, it's wonderful. It's all about adding value and to support our children. You know, we look and we see some skills and talents in them, and we must encourage them. So look, what is it in your child or children that you need to encourage? Embrace it and embrace their uniqueness and let them know it's okay. Just keep doing it until you get it right. So I applaud this gentleman for supporting his child in the hip-hop community. And again, tomorrow I'll be hanging out with none other than Willie Crawford, the great millionaire Mr. Willie Crawford. You all know that Willie, I've had on the show numerous times. He's a phenomenal person, an amazing friend and colleague, and he has a great story. So I can't wait to hang out with him tomorrow. And then Michael Koch is going to be on co-hosting with me. We're going to have Dolores Presley. We're going to have Jennifer Sirdle. And the list goes on and on and on. So I'm doing my best to bring back as many, many of the high-profile guests that I've had over the years. So long as if they can even call in for 5 minutes, I want to have them call in here. So, hey, keep watching. Happy All Fools Day today. Can remember as a kid, today you are always pranking people. But it's amazing. I want to thank the gentleman who called in from Washington and for launching his show this Friday. So, again, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Remember that you're called for a destiny. Do not allow anyone or anything to derail you from that. So stay tuned and reach out. Remember, again, I told you about my nonprofit. Message me here because I'm challenging each and every one of you, my listeners, to see how much you can donate by the end of the month. Even if everybody decide to give a dollar, we'd be doing very well. So let me hear from you. Stay blessed. And remember, don't allow anyone to derail you off of your success path.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Thank you,
Jesus. I speak purpose tonight.
Show. You will open that business and direct it, hallelujah, to my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this lady. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this lady. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. You feel it in your spirit? Tell the Lord. Hallelujah. For showing me. Almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called.